What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, we are spilling the tea on how to find safety in your body and how to reconnect with it. We are basically learning how to live in our bodies. I do want to note before we spill the piping hot tea on this very subject manner that today's episode will be mentioning PTSD, sexual assault and sexual violence, and intimate partner violence. I understand that these topics could be triggering to some Radiant Icons out there who are listening to this episode, so please listen to this episode with care and do what is right for you. If that means pausing this episode and coming back to it later on your healing journey, or if that means just pressing stop and never coming back to it, I want you to do what is best for you in this moment. And so, with that, Radiant Icons, please listen to this episode with care. Honestly, Radiant Icons, this episode is one that means so much to me because of where I am currently in my life on my healing journey. As most of you know, back in February, on February 4th to be exact, I shared publicly for the first time ever that when I was 18 years old, I was in a dating violence relationship, also known as intimate partner violence. That was specifically discussed in the episode Hot and Healing, How to Turn Your Pain into Power. And I know back then in that episode, I said this is one of the scariest things I've ever had to do, is to share my truth about dating violence. Well, I think this one also is pretty damn scary too for me as well. There are so many things that are lumped into intimate partner violence. And for me, the type of violence that I experienced was sexual violence. It's still hard to verbalize at times the sexual trauma I experienced in that relationship, especially with that relationship being my first relationship ever. And this topic that we are spilling the tea on today, how to basically learn how to live in your body. I know a lot of sexual assault survivors, sexual violence survivors deal with this specific topic. It's really fucking hard, right? Like, it's really fucking hard to learn how to find safety in your body and reconnect with it and learn how to live in it when your body, your home, because I believe our bodies are our homes, has been violated. On top of everything else that was violated in those situations or in those relationships, right? Your body, your home was also violated. And that has been something that I've really been struggling with a lot. That's why I go to heels class. That's why I really focus on movement, because I really, really am determined this year to focus on reconnecting not only with myself and owning my truth, but reconnecting with my body, because my body was violated against my will by someone that I trusted, right? And so today's tea time sesh is just dedicated to everything I have learned in this journey of healing from intimate partner violence and sexual violence. And this month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. For those of you who don't know, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And I thought it was very fitting to not only own my truth this month and have the courage to heal out loud about this and say it, but to also share what I have learned on this journey, because I know that I am not alone. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. I never thought that I would share the story I'm about to share with you guys, because honestly, I'm still a little embarrassed and I still hold some shame. But I shouldn't be shameful or embarrassed that I experienced a flashback in a public place. I shouldn't hold shame for someone else's actions that I now have to deal with, right? I shouldn't be feeling all these emotions, but I did when I experienced a flashback the other day in my dance class. That has never happened to me before, ever, because dance is my safe space. I mean, I talk about heels dance all the time on this podcast. It's my one place where I really have been able to reconnect with my body and own my sexy and just be one with myself and learn how to live in it. Because it's really hard. God, I didn't think I was gonna cry. It's really hard to live in your body after your body, your home, has been violated by someone you trusted in a relationship. It's so hard to live in your body when all it's ever experienced is pain at the hands of someone that you trusted. You know, that really affects your mind, you know? It really affects your psyche. Some days I don't know how I face the world. I really don't. And I know I'm not alone in this feeling, but damn. At times I just feel like the flashbacks that I do experience, or the intrusive thoughts of my abuse or of my assaults, are just gonna like run my life. And in this particular instance, with what happened at my dance class, I felt so hopeless and not hopeful for my future. And so, I don't know. All I know is that I hope by sharing this, I can help someone else on their journey of reconnecting with their body. And so, we all know I love my Heels Wednesdays. It is the one thing in my life that I am always looking forward to every single week. I love Heels Wednesdays. I know you guys love Heels Wednesdays. It is honestly my favorite part of the week. It is the one time a week that is dedicated not only for me time, but also for me to be realigned and reconnect with my body. It's where I find safety in it because I can do certain moves. I can experiment with these sexy vibes and own my sexy. I can just truly be free and be me. And the other day, I was in the second half of my 2-hour block for my heels classes. And I was so excited because the second block is always the one that is a little bit more challenging for me. The instructor loved her to pieces, but she kicks my ass every single week because I never know what to expect. And that is great because you never want to be stagnant as a dancer, but also as an individual. It really pushes me outside of my comfort zone. And also, it allows me to turn my brain off. My brain is so busy with noise, and being in dance, but specifically that second block of dance, allows me to truly leave everything at the door and just dance. And, you know, it was only the first couple minutes into class and something was mentioned in a lyric, and you know, the lyrics in these heels dance songs, you know, they're sexually explicit. And usually it doesn't bother me. Like usually, you know, nothing comes up. I'm just like feeling myself in my body. But for some instance, it triggered something for me. And when I say something, I mean a flashback. I have PTSD from what I experienced in my dating violence relationship. Like, I do. That is something that I will have for the rest of my life. And within PTSD, I get flashbacks. Some are stronger than others. And in that case, I've never experienced before where my body actively kept going. So like I was actively trying to learn the choreography while my mind was in the flashback. So my mind and my body were not aligned. They were not connected. I was not one. because my mind was back in the past and my body was in the present trying to survive. It was one of the most intense experiences of my life. And progressively, as we got through the class, it just got harder and harder for me to survive, to get through it. I couldn't get the choreography because my mind was somewhere else, right? And my body was not connected to my mind, so the moves weren't clicking. And so there's another added layer of frustration because I'm currently actively in a flashback while I'm trying to be in tuned and aligned with my body and reconnect to it. And, you know, something happened towards the middle of class. And at this point, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to be okay. Like, even though I keep getting triggered and the thoughts are just keep on coming and the brain is spinning, I'm going to be okay. You're almost done, right? Something happened in the class that drew attention to me, like all eyes on me. And that made it 1,000 times worse. And so I did it one more time because she called my group up to the front. And I went to the front, did the damn thing. And I could feel the tears forming in my eyes and I can feel my hands shake. And I was like, holy shit, I need to get out of here. Like, I need an exit plan. I can't do it. And so I made a beeline to my water. I saw my friend Mo and I said, I'm fighting a flashback. And obviously they couldn't hear me because there was music blaring because the second group was going on at this point. And so I typed it on my phone and I flashed my phone to them and they were like, do you need to get out of here? I was like, absolutely. I've never walked faster out of a dance class in my life. And I've never walked out of a dance class before in my life until that exact moment because I couldn't hold on to it any longer. I couldn't fight it off. I had to get out. For my mental sanity and my mental health, I had to get the hell out of there and do what was best for me. I didn't realize how much trauma my body was held. I also didn't realize that we were nearing a traumaversary for me. I didn't realize that, which makes me more susceptible to flashbacks or to intrusive thoughts or to whatever comes up for me. And it was just a horrible combination. And when we got outside and I felt the fresh air, I just was able to release everything that was bottling up. And, you know, it's really important to have some really good friends that you trust when you're going through this, you guys. I don't know how I would have made it out of that moment without Mo. I really do not know. I'm so, so grateful for them because they definitely saved me that night. Like, I really needed someone to physically get me out of there because I couldn't do it myself because I was also fighting this embarrassment and shame as well. I was fighting this embarrassment of, oh my God, like, why is this happening to me here? And there's a level of anger in that, but I'm also so embarrassed that this is what's happening to me and that I just can't get the choreo because my mind is not there. I felt so much shame because my body that I'm trying to move and be in tuned with, I just can't connect to it because I feel so disconnected to it right now. And that's really hard because I spent the last couple of months intentionally focused on finding safety back in my body and reconnecting to it. That's why I started heels dancing, not only to learn what sexy means to me and express my sensuality and embrace it, but to also be at one with my body and connect to it. Because again, my body has been violated and I've never given myself the permission to learn how to live with it. I never gave myself the freedom to truly let myself feel and be at one with my body. I kind of just thought of my body as like a secondary thing, like, oh, it's there. I didn't realize how much was stored up and pent up in it because of the trauma that I've experienced towards my body. It does have an effect on your mental health. It does. I don't want to speak for anyone but myself when it comes to, you know, healing from sexual violence and dating violence. Like, This is my own personal experience. But I do know with the conversations that I have had with other survivors that this feeling of being disconnected to your body is something that we all struggle with on different levels. And I'm even reading a book right now. It's called The Courage to Heal by Ellen Bass and Laura Davis. And there's a section in here about learning to live in your body, actually. And, you know, that we need to allow ourselves to release what has happened to our bodies against our will. You know, it's great to talk about and share our experiences, but we also need to do the same when it comes to our body. And there's this intense connection, this intense relationship between our body, our mind, and our spirit. At times, I still feel trapped and caught in my body. At times, I still feel like an alien in it because so much of my body has been violated. My body was violated against my will, point blank and period. And all the emotions that come to it that I've put upon myself, I do not deserve that. No one deserves that. But we put it upon ourselves as it's our fault. It's our doing that this happened to our home, that it happened to our bodies. It's not our doing. It's theirs. It's their actions. They are responsible for their actions. And what we can do is we can try our damnness to survive. Because if we survived the abuse, if we survived the assaults, if we survived X, Y, and Z happening to us, we can survive the recovery. When I think about getting back into my body, especially after something as that intense flashback that I experienced this week while I'm recording this episode, I have to go back to my go-to list of things that I do to feel safe in my body and reconnect to it. So I want to share these actionable steps that I have been doing when I experience moments like the ones I experienced at my heels class that help really ground me and bring me back to my home. And I know some of them may sound a little, you know, a little zany, a little wacky, a little out of there, a little unconventional, but I promise you they work. I promise you they work. And I hope that this helps you as well. So number one, Radiant Icons is a body care routine. That touch of you putting moisture on your body, that touch of putting soap on, that touch of spritzing perfume on those pulse points in your body, it creates a level of safety within it because you're getting used to, right, that good touch of you touching your body in a safe way, in a safe place. So for me personally, a body care routine has been something that has really, really been a game changer for me. Even when it comes to the simple things of those touches that we just spoke about, right? It's allowing me to get comfortable with certain touches on my body of like, oh, well, actually that feels really nice putting this lotion on my arm, or it feels really nice putting this lotion on my legs, right? Right now, I am really, really loving my Bath & Body Works Sweetheart Cherry Body Lotion. It smells so good. It's like literally so delectable, you guys. And also, it just feels so nice on my skin. It makes me feel so much better and just connected to my body in a different sense that I don't think we really, really think about, to be honest, when we're on this journey of reconnecting to our body and feeling back in line with it, you know, and feeling safe in it again. So I challenge you, Radiant Icons, to perfect your body care routine. Think about the products that you are using on your body in the shower. What are you using for soap? What are you using for your shaving cream? What are you using as your body wash if you're a body wash icon? Also, Radiant Icons, when it comes to body care, I think of perfume not only putting it on those pulse points to feel extra luxurious and like puts together and like, ooh la la. I also think of those pulse points as reminders of when I get anxious to sniff my wrist, as weird or wacky or unconventional as that sounds, like smelling my Oaksha Sinful layered with That Girl Viral Vanilla just grounds me. It puts me back in my being and my body. It's just a constant reminder on my body of the scent that I chose to put on myself to align myself back into my body. I also have a discount code for Oaksha that I will link in the show notes for you guys, but those are just some things I encourage you to think of. The second one is fueling your body with nutrients and cutting out the food noise. This step has been a game changer to me when it comes to reconnecting with my body, because in order to reconnect with your body, you need to fuel it, and nourishing your body with foods that make you feel good, like the extra crunchy cheese doodles in the blue bag from Wise, or sushi rolls, or a little snack plate, or a really good salad, or a really good burger, like a smash burger with onion rings, oh, or some s'mores cookies. Like, that's what we need. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to fueling your body. And a fun thing when it comes to this step, Radiant Icons, is I challenge myself with finding new recipes that I want to try, whether it's on the cooking side or the baking side. I love to bake cookies with my dad and my sister. We made s'mores cookies like a couple weeks ago, and that was like the highlight of my life because I've been wanting to make them so bad. Or even, what did we do the other day? We made like these like kitchen sink cookies. Like, I love a good cookie, okay? Like, it's so good. Like, oh my goodness. Like, I love a good sweet treat like that. Or on the other end of it, when it comes to cooking, see, I don't cook, but I do like try new things for lunch. That's when I have fun with it. So my hyperfixation meal right now is my handmade sushi rolls, but they're not like sushi rolls. They're like, maybe it's like a hand roll because it's like seaweed chips from Costco, and then you can use like canned tuna or canned salmon or like smoked salmon or imitation crab, and then you put like spicy mayo on it, like sriracha mayo, and you just eat it, and it's like really good. Like, I love that. Like, I had that the other day. My dinner literally was my hand rolls, but I did it with imitation crab and avocado with my seaweed chips and my spicy little mayo, and then I had a poppy, and I had my extra crunchy cheese doodles that are really, really hard to find. And I made it my mission to find it so I can treat myself to a little Amanda night. It was so, so great, you guys. But that's what I'm talking about when it comes to fueling your body with nutrients and cutting out the food noise. Number three, Radiant Icons, is group movement. There is something so special and powerful about a group movement class because it allows you to cultivate community and get back in your body and turn your brain off. I love me a good group workout class because it truly allows me to turn my brain off, right? Just like I mentioned in Heels Dance, I can turn my brain off, but also be surrounded in community and just focus on what I'm trying to learn. I just got to focus on what someone is telling me to do and actually do it. That is the best feeling in the world. That allows me to get back in my body because I'm solely focusing on the movements that I am doing. For instance, just this week, right before my little Amanda dinner that I just told you guys about, I went to my first boxing class. So I'm a boxer now, Radiant Icons, and it felt so damn good. It felt so damn good to be strong and to be powerful and to punch that damn bag and get all my anger out and get all my embarrassment out and all my shame. Even the coaches, literally, I was punching the thing. I was like, boom, boom, boom. And you guys, did you know that a left-handed boxer is called a southpaw? Like, very unique. That's me. But anyway, that's not the point. The coaches literally, the bag was like swinging everywhere. Like, my poor friend Mo went with me to this class, and you know, they were on the other side of me, and I was just punching that damn bag so hard. And it was just kept swinging everywhere, and I almost like swang into them. I felt so bad. So then the coaches, like, there were multiple like helping out and everything. And, you know, they had to keep coming and holding the bag so I can punch it because I was punching so damn hard because I was so angry. I was so angry that my body has been violated against my will that I said, you know what? Fuck it. Punch it. It's great. But anyway, not the point. The coaches would come around and be like, damn, girl, like, you're strong. Like, I'd be scared of you. And so I was like, well, you can just imagine what I'm punching. And Radiant Icons, we can all imagine what was going on in my brain and what I imagined the target of my punching bag was. Okay? Okay. But no, genuinely, like, the coach is saying that I'm, like, really strong and that they literally said that I am strong and that they would be scared of me, as they should. So should my abusers. But, you know, not the point. The point of this point or this step, Radiant Icons, is that doing something in a group fitness class allows you to get back in your body and find safety in it, because it allows you to turn off your brain, get your body moving, and be surrounded by others, because you're never alone on this healing journey. You may not be on the same healing journey as me, right? But we all are healing from something in this life. We all are. We are never alone, even if it does feel like we are alone on our own individual paths of healing. We never truly are. So why not surround yourself in a community that just wants to get active, turn their brains off, and just go for it, right? I think that's what's so magical about group fitness classes, is that you can be surrounded by others. You never know what anyone else is going through, but we're all here for one purpose. We're all here for one goal, is to complete this damn class and get our bodies moving. That is so beautiful. And that is so powerful when you are on this journey of learning how to live in your body and reconnect with it. It's literally a physical representation that you're never alone. You are never alone. I was never alone when I was in that boxing class. I was never alone when I was in that heels class. I always had someone. I always had someone, even if they didn't know what I was going through, right? I always had someone in my corner. Everyone is always cheering you on. I want the best for you on this healing journey, Radiant Icons, as you are learning how to live in your body and reconnect to it and reclaim safety in it. I want the best for you. I do. And so this step, I really, truly do love. Try a group fitness class and let me know. Let me know how you like it and what class you did. Let's get to step four. Step four is affirmation work in the mirror. Now, my therapist gave me a specific recommendation. I can't find it right now, but I'll link it in the show notes for you guys. But this may seem odd at first, okay? But affirmation work is so vital because it retrains your brain and reframes your thoughts. Whatever we feed our mind, Radiant Icons, becomes our reality. So we need to train our mind to see things in a positive light, especially how you view yourself and your body as you are coming home to it. And my last one, Radiant Icons, I know this is going to sound so unconventional, but it's so movie magic. And you just need to do it, Radiant Icons. Dancing in your room like no one else is watching. It's almost like if you have a car and you know how to drive and you just like jam out in your car while you're like cruising on the highway. It's the same type of concept. It's that same type of feeling of being free, right? There is just something so healing about jamming out in your car or jamming out in your room and dancing like no one is watching, or singing your heart out like no one is watching and no one can hear. There is something so freeing about it that allows you to just be one in your body. It all comes down to freedom, Radiant Icons. So I encourage you to implement these action steps, especially when you are looking for tips and tricks on how to help ground yourself and come back to your home, which is your body. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time session for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because we love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. I do have to say, Radiant Icons, I am loving all the love you have sent regarding our Own Your Sexy collection. You guys, I love this collection so damn much. I'm literally wearing the Hot and Healing little baby tee and the matching shorts. I know you can't see the shorts right now, but literally it's all I live in is this collection. And I love seeing you guys match with me. So please make sure to send me your pictures. And if you haven't already picked up your favorite pieces from the collection, then Radiance Icon, what are you doing? Make sure to click the link in the show notes below so we can match and own our sexy together. Okay? Okay. But anyway, Radiance Icons, on a more serious note, I do want to say thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode with care, most importantly. I know this episode was a heavy hitter. I know I spoke about a lot of subjects that, you know, aren't easy to talk about. They're not easy for me to talk about. And I know on the other end, it may not be easy to hear, right? But my goal with Dare to Be Iconic, especially with this season, season three, has been to have the hard conversations that no one talks about, the conversations that I wish I had, the ones that I wish I still do have to this day. That is why I use my voice and share my story, even when it's really hard, even when I'm really scared. I have the conversations because I know that there is another Radiant Icon on the other end who is listening to this tea time sesh right now that feels less alone because of the conversation that we had. Because somewhere along the way in the conversation, even if they didn't relate to the specific experiences that I shared, they felt seen and heard. And I do want to say that if you have experienced what I have experienced, whether that's sexual violence or sexual assault or PTSD or intimate partner violence, also known as dating violence, I want you to know that you are not alone. I know this journey, at least for me, has felt so isolating. It has felt so isolating for the last 9 years of my life. Even while I'm recording this very podcast, I'm like, oh, I don't know if anyone will resonate to what I am saying. There's that doubt in me, right? Because I'm scared. I am scared to talk about this because it's hard and it's uncomfortable. But the more I talk about it, the more I am able to heal for me, that is my choice. The more I heal out loud in my way, which is talking about it on this podcast and having these types of conversations, it makes me feel less alone. It truly, really does. And so I want you to know that if you've experienced anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, you are not alone. You are not alone on this journey, and I believe you and I support you. And I will be linking resources in the show notes below for you guys, okay? I love you guys so much. Thank you for letting me share my story and use my voice. And I hope it helps you feel less alone on your healing journey. I love you guys, and I'll chat with you next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.
Welcome to the Fashionably Single Podcast, where single life meets real talk. Hosted by Hannah.
This guy is sitting next to me, and this was like a no-shoe kind of house, so he had to take his shoes off. We were playing cards, drinking, and then all of a sudden, he starts rubbing his foot on my leg.
And her co-host, Jessica.
So he leaves me at the table, he gets his food, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's dipping out on this date. I just told him I don't want to marry him, and I won't let him kill me, so.
Two millennials in Austin, Texas, navigating dating, independence, and becoming your best self with confidence and style.